of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. It is 7:05 here on the 18th of March, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Playing all that Irish music yesterday.
Oh, gosh,
I'm still wearing green. I think it's because I haven't taken these clothes off since yesterday, but no, I'm just kidding. Okay, hi, Trish.
Hi, good morning.
You so
a little deep. Whiskey bear show this morning.
Look at, Trish is like, hey, big boy.
It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 52 and a low of 43. Showers likely Friday night. Chance of showers, a low of 37, a high of 57 on Friday, and we're going to carry this rain pattern through the weekend. Slight chance of shower on Saturday, high of 59, a low of 37. And on Sunday, a high of 66, a low of 40, and sunny. By Sunday night, partly cloudy. On Monday, a high of 65 and a low of 43. So it's going to kind of just be cool and showers and what have you. We've gotten some decent rain, which I'm glad to see. Really need the snow and the rain. And the mountains are at last starting to have some white as you drive around
seen,
and look.
I've seen snow everywhere.
It's wonderful. It's I'm so glad to see that snowpack this late in the season. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. In with me is Pat Karch, my newest engineer.
Good morning.
And who's being taught.
Musician extraordinaire.
Yeah, but he's learning on the job, but he's very bright about so many things, and he's working with Jim Bremer, who is a consummate radio engineer.
Absolutely.
Got us on the air. Can you explain what's happening to our FM?
Our FM,
succinctly and not in the next 2 hours.
At 6:12 a.m. yesterday, our FM went off the air, and we tried to work with a company that built the equipment named Barracks. They're back in Minnesota, so you have a two-hour time difference. You're always working against the clock with them. And then Mr. Bremer went up to the mountain at South Fork above Whiskeytown Lake to check out the equipment. And we were not able to make a successful repair on the FM, but we did install a temporary fix that lasted for a little while. And now we're going to get on again again this morning with the gentleman in Minnesota and hopefully resolve the issue shortly.
Now, last week we had a problem with our AM, and it turns out that the rats had invaded our space. The word was put out to
on the mountain or in the facility?
No, right here, the AM station, right down the road here.
In the wall.
And the word was put out. I'm sorry, I issued the order to eliminate with extreme prejudice the rats. But AT&T came in and they were trying to find. This is old equipment. So, it's been here. The station's been here forever, and we're still using twisted copper out there.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that the people from the Love the Rat Foundation are picketing out in front of the station.
Well,
this morning.
That's too bad because not only that, but we were exterminating their babies too. So there's enough decon down there to wipe out half the rat population in China. But we repaired all that, but to get us on the air, Pat put together, it's called Barnyard Brilliance. It had something to do with a tea kettle, I think. It looked like a tea kettle to me, but we got back on the air. So,
well, we're working on it today. So if you're on AM, folks, and you're normally on FM, just hang with us for a while. I have no doubt that between Mr. Bremer and the folks in Minnesota and myself, we'll have it resolved.
Well, and then Andy Ulig went up with you also yesterday, and Andy's an electrical kind of guy. But the thing is that it's leaving here. The signal's leaving here. The signal's getting up there. And when we hooked it into a computer last night, thinking we could jury-rig it that way, it was working.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, it's working. And then it went off the air. I don't know if it's because the stream stopped or.
No, streaming was continuing. Streaming continues. It was a mystery. Now it's raining today, which might make it a little more difficult to get up there.
But it's going to make it a lot more difficult. You can't believe the road it takes to get up there.
Yeah.
You've got four-wheel drive?
Yeah.
You're going to need it. You're going to need it. But they're going back up again today. So thank you very much for the update. And in other words, we don't know, but we think probably before noon.
That's our hope.
That's our hope. So don't hold me to it.
We've got a good team working on it.
No, we'd have a great team working on it, but it's there's something between the barracks up there, and that's the streamer, you know, because it gets shot up there in a microwave,
mm-hmm.
and going from there into. I told him, why don't you just turn the transmitter off and turn it back on again? It always works for me. Anyway. Okay.
Those kind of issues. I've been dealing with a non-functional security system in one way or another for several months. This didn't work and that didn't work and something else didn't work. And when you start messing with old wires and wires that have been in part of its wireless, part of its hard connect system that's been there since the 80s and just kind of jerry-rigged and added to and changed with each successive security company, it's really interesting. Really interesting.
It is. And now people are telling me that, you know, if you get some of these Norwegian rats, you know, the elk killer would have had a problem with them, you know, going after them. Here's my rat story. I knew a lady that lived in Key West, Florida, and I'd gone down to visit her many years ago. And she said, you know, she's in there yelling in the kitchen. I mean, I was getting ready to get on the plane, and her bread had been eaten, obviously, and eaten through the wrapper and was eating the bread, obviously a rat. So I went out and bought one of those giant rat things,
because mm-hmm.
they call them
roof rats
up there, because they live in the trees, you know, down mm-hmm. there. And I left, and then that night when I got back to where I was at, and I called her, she says I've killed three rats so far. She would bait it and put it up there on the counter, and before it was over, and I was talking to her, we heard this whack. She says hang on. She goes, oh, there's another one. Before it was over, she killed 11. Killed 11 of these, and they kept getting smaller.
I have all the admiration in the world for her that she was using the same trap to do that. Because here's the deal. When we first moved where we live right down by the river, and we had a black walnut tree. And they had stored the black walnuts and the wood in this garden shed that we had. And we had these roof rats, and they were big. No trace of it in the house anyplace.
Yeah.
But in this shed. So Bob bought some traps, the big traps.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen after one of those traps is hit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So he comes back after he took off on an airplane trip, like he always did, came back and he said, well, how'd you do with the traps? I said, oh, they all full, all three of them. He said, you reset them? I said, reset them? I threw them away. He said, we can't throw the traps away. You got to take them off and rebait them. I said, yeah, knock yourself out. You go ahead and do that. So he went and he bought some more traps. And he put them in. This time he was home.
Right.
So I said to him, so did you clean them up and reset them? He said, hell no, I bought some new traps. They are messy. They're goo-goo.
I set one, and usually if it hits them and it breaks their back, it's not bad. But it hit one up in its head.
Oh,
it was a mess.
That was where they kept catching.
Yeah,
and I mean,
wow.
It was everywhere. Blood.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, good morning,
no.
Nick. What's up?
Hey, good morning. You're speaking about trapping. Almost exactly 1 year ago today, I was walking by and I saw the cover off of the bottom of my house. You know, I've got a crawl space under there. Logan came out a few days later and told me he saw a skunk. So
yes.
I set my live trap out there. And I got him. And lo and behold, the next day the cover's off again. I caught seven skunks in 11 days.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you're not supposed to relocate them or anything. So I just took them about three houses down to one of my liberal friends and turned them loose in their backyard. At a garage sale here a few days later, they were telling me they all of a sudden they had a skunk problem. I've got a big show coming up this Sunday.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock, it's going to be Dirty Energy, the other side of Clean Energy. And it's going to go on once a month for till we get done with it. I've got a local celebrity that's going to be on with me and talk about it. So I hope everybody will tune in to.
When you say Dirty Energy, when you say Dirty Energy, what are you talking about?
How dirty Clean Energy is.
Oh, how dirty Clean Energy is. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. In fact, I talked to representatives of the Fountain Wind Project the other day. They wanted to talk to me and. They're getting ready to build a number of, I think up to 72, I could go back and check my notes, towers up there in the Round Mountain area.
Yeah. Oh, that's been being talked about for quite a while.
Yeah.
Those windmills they're going to build up there, I think, are 600 foot tall. They're taller than Shasta Dam.
Yes, they are. And the arms on them, blades on them are something like... it was 227 feet long. 250 feet long. Yeah.
You know what people need to watch when it comes to that, and this happened with the last Hatchet Mountain project up there.
Yeah.
There were quite a few people that were against it, and there was quite a controversy. And the Board of Supervisors more or less pacified everybody by holding them up for blackmail. The Mayor's Memorial Hospital and MacArthur got some money. The library and Bernie got some money. Everybody got some money for that. And you've got to watch that the supervisors don't try and pull.
There's already plans. They've already talked with people in the area about doing things
mitigation.
Doing things for the community. But now I need to find some people that are opposing this, so I can talk to them. Also, and see what their what the opposition is there. I mean, they explained to me what it does, how much power it does.
Oh, you talked to the guys that want to put it in.
Oh yeah, they asked to talk to me. And so
the thing about that, Carl, is just like the Hatchet Mountain one, it was sold to me. I was all for it. It was sold to me that this was going to be privately owned. I didn't know at the time that it was government money that was building it.
Well,
so it's just like a lot of these projects, Big League Dreams, for example, well, not Big League Dreams, but a lot of these projects, government money, a big portion of it is building it, but a private entity is going to own it.
Well,
and the only benefit we got from Hatchet Mountain was the money they drug out of them for local projects. All the electricity goes someplace else.
I don't know about Hatchet Mountain. This all goes down to the substation in Cottonwood.
Well, it doesn't stay here.
Well, it's wherever the electricity goes.
We've got all the juice we need.
Well, it goes wherever the electricity needs to go.
Well, it goes to wherever the electricity goes. It's sold into the market, so a lot of it's PG&E. Well, yeah.
Excuse me, if that's capitalism.
But that's how our grid system is set up. You're either under the city of Reading or you're under PG&E. That's the only places you get electricity.
And you've got to remember is that the Democrats that you voted for are pushing us into the everything being not all being renewable here in the next 20 years. So,
yeah, well, that's what I'm going to show you on my show, that this renewable energy is dirty energy. And I've got a lot of stuff to back that up.
Okay, that's 8 o'clock on Sunday morning right here on KCNR.
Poke the hornet's nest.
There you go.
Have a great day.
7:18 in the morning. And we went down to the Sleep Number store the other day. We're going to get the newest one that... the 360 smart bed. And let me tell you, Stephen, the guy I worked with, or that Linda and I worked with, if there's anything about sleep and Sleep Number that's been invented, or, ever, he knows about it. Sleep Number's tied in with the Mayo Clinic. They're doing all types of studies. They found that people that had their sleep IQ, people who used the beds have an average of 53 hours of restful sleep compared to last year, during this pandemic, mainly probably because people don't have to get up early, maybe just to never get out of bed. I don't know because, my job ended or I can do it from home and I can be in my pajamas and work from home. I've seen so many great memes as people are going back to work that, you know, this is what my clothes look like now. And it's a sausage casing that split like that.
Yeah, I remember making the statement at the beginning of that I was going to be a very chubby alcoholic by the time it ended.
Yeah, you know.
Had to put a stop to that real quick.
Well, when all the homeschooling, I know in homeschooling, this one guy said, you know, it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and I suspended my kids from school. And then I got fired an hour later for drinking on the job. But right now, you can. They're introducing the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed to make life-changing differences to your health and wellness from $999. That's a great price, my friends. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Talk to Steve. Talk to any of the experts in there. You won't be sorry. You're going to lay there and show you how adjusting the bed, that friction point that when you're laying down just disappears. And, like my Sleep Number setting was last night was 55. And you've got a Sleep Number bed.
I've had a Sleep Number bed for 20 years and they last forever. They've come up with great innovations now, added things that they've added to us as far as a temperature control and adjusting and all the things. But the Sleep Number bed that I have is excellent. My number is 55 as a general rule.
Okay. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Engineers heading up the hill as we speak.
In the rain. There.
In the rain with four-wheel drive vehicles, armed to the teeth. I don't know about armed to the teeth, but, you know, it sounds good.
I'm thinking not.
It's making me crazy, guys. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. I understand rats. I can handle rats. Like, get into your wiring systems. I can understand that. Yeah. Anyway, hey, welcome back. It is Thursday, the 18th, 7:25 in the morning. It's raining out there. We're going to have rain all day, which we need, and still up in the higher elevations. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they're the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. It means less intrusive surgery. It means faster recovery time and the reduced risk. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great group of people over there. Healing starts there. And Trisha and I are here. Hey, did you know this guy, but you probably don't know his name. His name is Dick Hoyt. This is the man whose son was a quadriplegic and had cerebral palsy. And he pushed him in a wheelchair, a specially designed wheelchair, because his son told him, They did one race, and he said, I feel like I'm free. I feel like I'm really there participating. And after that, that's all it took. And Dick Hoyt started the Boston Marathon, pushing his son in 1980. 32 Boston Marathons later.
Oh, wow.
Dick Hoyt, he finally retired from there. He participated in over 1,000 races, including triathlons and different races. He and his son went across the United States biking and running 3,700 miles 1 year.
He was pushing his son in a wheelchair running?
Pushing his son in a wheelchair running. I mean, if you saw any of these, you would always see him. And then he retired a few years ago from this. And was made the Grand Marshal of the next one. He was going to retire in 2013, but that's when the bombing happened there. So he ran the next year. And so he retired in 2014. And I'm sad to say is that he died yesterday.
Oh.
He had a heart condition and still did this. And he passed away.
Oh.
So, you know, that is
inspirational.
His other son said, you know, you heard so much about how, you know, my father and my brother. He said, but he was a wonderful father to all of us. So, you know, that's all I know about him. I don't know what he did in his life or whatever. But, I think I saw him on a national level triathlon. And I'm not sure it was the Ironman or what, but he participated in that with his son. Yeah, he towed his son behind him in the swim.
And what a great story.
It is. And it's sad. But, you know, and it's one of those, it really makes you feel good type things. We got way over time, so we're going to have to take a break now and we come back. Our guest at 8 o'clock was the district attorney, and she called yesterday and said, you know, she had to cancel one time before because she's in the middle of a homicide trial that is still going on.
Yes.
So, obviously, it's been a long trial.
It has been a long trial, and I got called for jury duty this week. I do know which one it is.
But you can tell. What is it?
Oh, it's the murder case up from Shingletown, where there was a murder. I don't know all the details.
Right, but it's from the Shingletown
area? Yeah.
Do you know there's a guy in the jail that's been there 7 years?
that hasn't been.
It hasn't even been to trial yet. And you think about that, and you think, well, what can that be about? And he shot his friend by accident, so they got him for homicide. And the, but he hasn't been to trial yet. And you, why? And, well, he would fire his attorneys. He wasn't competent for part of it. And so, I mean, he's still in there. So, I, you know, what do you do with somebody like that? I mean, he's killed somebody. And I don't know what his background is, or is he a dangerous person, but he's getting three squares in a cot a day, and it's costing us $115 a day to keep him there for 7 years. So
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Market. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, 7:30 in the morning here, and raining outside. Trish Clark and Carl Bott and Jared at the helm, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 18th of March, 7:34 in the morning.
And 48 degrees outside, raining.
Yeah, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You know, people that go to a retirement community, it's so much different than an assisted living facility.
Right.
So much different than a nursing home. These are active seniors that have a lot to do, and they just would prefer to live in a community of other people of their age. They don't have to worry about cutting grass or plumbing problems or rats eating the wires,
or security systems that don't work and go off just at whim
at whim in the middle of the night, you know, or they start the tick tick tick, because the battery needs to be changed or something like that. No, they have a place where gourmet chef, activities director. If you want to participate, you've got all your stuff that you love around you.
Can have an animal.
They're very pet friendly over there, and you can travel from there and all this. I mean, it's a good life for so many people. To learn more, give Brian a call at 238-5981. They're located in Middletown at 301 Hartnell Avenue, next to the VA clinic, which is kind of cool. And worry less, smile more. I love that. Worry less, smile more. Okay. Where do you want to go on this? Biden's tax proposals. Which was supposed to be for people who only made $400,000 a year or more. And now they're saying, well, it could be down to $200,000 a year or more. So you're going to pay. Probably it's what it's going to catch. They're going to raise. They're going after the business tax that Trump lowered. We had the highest business tax in the world, which forced our companies overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brought it down. And then he brought them back. And then he pressured them to come back to the United States, which they did.
Right.
Many companies did that.
Creating jobs.
And then now they want to push that tax up again.
Okay, which those jobs will go away. And if they don't go away, the price of the increase will be taxed, passed on to the middle income and low income people who use the services of those businesses.
Absolutely.
So there is absolutely no way that you're only taxing the rich.
And by the way.
And that's been proven repeatedly.
Over the years. I mean, in the last year, there's been six or seven countries, including France and several other people in the G20, that are lowering their tax rates just for that reason. They saw it worked. So they're lowering their tax rates to keep their businesses open and going. So what do we do? Oh, let's just raise taxes on our businesses. They're going after people that make specific amounts of money. Like, okay, I'll just tell you, Elon Musk and The guy from Amazon is a billionaire so many times over.
They don't pay the taxes. They don't care.
You know what?
They don't pay the taxes. They pass them right on to the customer.
And if you're the guy that's what's the guy's name from Amazon? Jeez, Bezos. If Bezos gets hit with a bigger tax bill, he just pays himself more. And then it's when you start raising taxes, and you can say it's going to be on the rich people, but it does. It's right down to the
package of berries that I looked at Costco last night, blackberries for $7.95. And I went, are you kidding me? That is just the beginning. If you've looked at your gas prices, check price of anything, everything's going up, and it's not going to end. You cannot continue to do the minimum wage thing they're trying to do. How many times have we looked at the minimum wage thing? A family can't live on $15 an hour minimum wage. Minimum wage was never meant to be a supporting salary for the family. It's an entry level job. You're high school, you're flipping hamburgers, you're starting out. That's a minimum wage job. Then as you proceed, we get experience and know what you're doing, you get raises.
Well, I can.
Based on what you're worth in the job you're doing.
Well, minimum wage is $7.40 an hour in Mississippi, okay? Which is what the minimum wage is by the Fed, something like $7.80 an hour or something. Well, the gentleman I was talking to who's associated with a company down there producing things, He says, you can't get people that are going to show up for work every day for $7.85. Let's just face it. So they're paying the around $15 an hour because it's kind of a skilled job what they have to do. And he says, we still can't, you know, he says, we have a $500 bonus. If you've gone 30 days or you've gone the whole, your whole work, you know, the whole month without missing any work, we give you a $500 bonus. He says, we've never paid that yet. We've never paid that yet. And I went, whoa. He goes, yeah. And he says, also, if you, you need to find people, so you're going to be paying more money just to get them there on the job. And he says, so, you know, the minimum wage, even though it's $7 an hour in Mississippi or $7.85 in Mississippi, and they're not paying that. And they, but they still can't find workers, which is another big problem people are having right here in California.
If you let the free enterprise system work, they'll pay whatever it takes to get a reliable worker to do the job. And it'll balance out. If you demand that you pay everybody that is, we always say flipping hamburgers, but I'm talking let's look at all the nonprofits around town that have a certain amount of jobs and they're based on the amount of money that they get through grants and what have you. Every time the minimum wage goes up, they lose at least one worker or two. Those are jobs that go away because there's no way to increase the amount of grant money that's coming in.
Right.
So they automatically, I mean, I refer back to the days that I was involved with Shasta Senior Nutrition or Golden Umbrella or all of those, and every time there would be a price increase, they would have to lay off people in those organizations that are serving the, you know, the senior mm-hmm. population or the public. Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, any of these places that operate to help the community, they always lose positions when you do that. Well, so you're putting people out of work, and it makes no sense. And then they pass the price on to the consumer whenever possible.
Well, and then also when they shut down businesses and people went on unemployment, they were making as much, if not more.
More in a lot of
cases.
They were
making more. So they look at it like this is, why would I go back to make less money and work hard at what I'm doing, but I'm going to be making less money?
Yeah.
You know, and that in itself was so dangerous, and so which explains why a lot of places can't get workers back. One restaurant here in town that that's been opening up ended up having one dishwasher, and to try and keep up with all the work because they couldn't get the other two back.
Well, and not only the restaurants around town have had difficulty getting chefs. Waitresses, everybody, because they were on that minimum wage, the income that they were receiving and that extra bonus while they'd been laid off, people don't want to work. The other thing that we've gone three decades here now where we haven't established that work ethic. Our kids don't work like they used to because of those minimum wage jobs. Entry jobs where our kids used to fill them, clerking at grocery stores, delivering papers, all the things that our kids did when they were going to school. Our children, or the children today, don't have after-school jobs. Those jobs are all being filled by people with families, older people. You don't see young kids in grocery stores and gas stations and those places where you used to. Because I don't know why that is, but our younger population doesn't. So we don't have a workforce out there with a work ethic. What do you mean I have to show up to 8 o'clock every day to do something?
Well, you can, of course, that doesn't mean everybody.
No.
No. So, but they're running
into there are exceptions.
Yeah, but they're running problems. But then many people have gone back to their jobs, even though they could be. So you get 80% of your people back, they're still 20% gone. And which has an impact on a business.
Every craftsman that I have spoken to or dealt with in the past 6 months is complaining, whether it's a heating and air conditioning company or a plumbing company or a carpenter's or fencing, rug, you name it. They are so booked up. Try and hire a painter. Get somebody to give you a bid on putting in a new fence. I mean, everybody is they've got work, but they don't have employees to fill the positions. in all these cases. And I hear it from every one of them that I've talked to.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just we're getting into hopefully not into this continuous cycle as less and less people. The thing about unemployment should be you've got if you're able-bodied and they can, you know, if there's jobs out there and they can push you into those jobs. I mean, it's, you can say, well, it's not fair to push them into a job. Well, yeah, it is. Because if the job is paying the money to it, you've got the skills for that job, then you should be working instead of living off the dole. I mean, the whole idea behind the unemployment was to help people until they could find a job again.
Well, it's the same thing with welfare.
We've got people, well, yeah, well, and we've got people living on generations of this.
Yeah.
And that people that are working at $17, $18 dollar an hour jobs, their taxes, which they're paying, goes out to help people that don't want to work
mm-hmm.
or that have, you know, that choose to live a certain lifestyle because they're making enough money to live. And that is so patently unfair. I'm not talking about the Elon Musk or the Jeff Bezos or, you know, the Apple people or any of that. I'm talking about your guy working as a mechanic, your guy working as a, lawn guy or people working in restaurants and stuff. Their money's being used to keep people not working and to live a lifestyle they've become accustomed to.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break. And if you've suffered from an orthopedic injury, strain, sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapist Rachel Lane and Kevin Elo are there to get you back into the mix. They have a lot of experience. Kevin worked with the American Olympic Committee. It worked with the gymnastics team. They know what they're talking about over there, and they can help you out. Give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030 for Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. We'll be right back.
Texture like sun lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight. Never frown.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 7:51 in the morning here on the 18th, 46 degrees, rain. It should start kind of clearing off. Well, no, we're going to have rain tomorrow, too, and then starts clearing off Saturday and Sunday, which is good because that's the beginning of the Jake turkey hunting season. And it's just so much nicer if it's not raining when you're sitting on the ground out there. Or in a blind that's not waterproof.
I remember my husband went one time with our son turkey hunting, and his comment at the end of the day was that the only thing he was totally convinced of that there were at least two turkeys on that hill, he and Rick.
Well, last night we had we were invited over some dear friends for corned beef and cabbage, and she fixed... Oh, my God, the best corned beef and cabbage I've ever had. It was perfect. It was lean. It was, the cabbage was, she cooked the corned beef in beer, you know, threw some beer in there, and then the veggies and all of that. And then the homemade apple pie afterwards. Now, they live along the river. And we were sitting there. He goes, and, you know, they've got geese out there all the time. He says, yeah, but wait. They're going to be coming. And sure enough, here comes the turkeys walking through their yard down by the river. They've got this bridge that crosses this inlet that comes in there. Turkeys walked across the bridge. And these were four big toms. I mean, one of them was like huge. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it. He's got a spotting scope there, so I'm getting in close and looking at him. Even the smallest one had a beard that had to be 6 inches long. And I'm watching them, and then they stand there on the other side, and then they all fly across the river to the island out there, and they roost for the night. And I said, "Is it illegal to shoot out here?" And he goes, "I don't think so. We're in the county, and it's kind of on the city of Anderson, but if we're out here in the county, there's nothing out there." And I thought really hard about beginning of turkey season is to walk out there, hide behind one of his trees, and when they land, pop one. And he says, I don't know if there'd be a problem with that. So I'm thinking, but that's, I don't know if I could call that fair because it's urban turkey hunting. It's kind of urban turkey hunting. I mean, since the turkeys have come there, and he said there's been flocks up to 20 or 30 that walked in. He says, the geese stay away. Isn't that interesting? Hmm. Are the turkeys chasing the geese away?
Gee, I don't know, because we get them. I've sent you pictures of them in my front yard. Right in it.
Everybody sends me pictures of turkeys. Thank you very much out there.
We get a flock, I guess, of turkeys that come, and they'll be, the first time I saw them, I came around the corner on turning on my street, and they were all over the road as I came around, and there must have been 10 or 20 of them. And then they showed up and down the street for a couple of weeks after that. Yeah. Finally, one morning I went out to take the garbage can out. I'd forgotten, and here they were in my driveway. They were all over the place.
Yeah. And so if you'd put your garbage can, empty garbage can down and threw some corn in there, you could have had a turkey.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, Ron, good morning. What's on your mind, Ron? Hello, Ron? Ron? Did we lose Ron?
Yes, no, I'm
not. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
good morning, Ron.
What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, I got a question for you guys. The fellow that you had on, I guess it was last week, anyway, that's pretty liberal. And
Democrat Socialist, Christian Gardner.
Okay, yeah. He wants to have a program on your station there.
He does.
He's the one that wants to register all the weapons. Just like a driver's, like your automobile.
Like your driver's license. Yeah,
right.
Like your car. Right.
And when that happens, my gosh, that's how Hitler knew where all the guns were at when he took over Germany and took them away from the Jews. And when we went to France, I think their guns were registered also. So he took over France as well. And my question is, if you're going to put him on, when are you going to put him on?
Well, he's talking about having a show like so many of them do on the weekends, either Saturday or Sunday, where he has a show that someone will pay for the time, and then he can get guests on and just give their side of the story and have,
yeah, that's
a,
it.
Have a
there, a portion of our community, in fact, you know, at least 30 to 40% of our community voted Democrat, and. Yeah. And he wants to have a show. And like every other show we have here, the private shows, okay, our people will buy the hour.
Someone pays for the
hour
time.
Or 2 hours, and they pay for that. And we have rules, you know, about, you know, what goes out over the air so I don't get in trouble and lose my license. But I would like to have a regular show like,
okay,
that. You know, that brings out the other side. I mean, here's the best thing about KCNR. We try to let everybody in our community. We try to reflect our community, and the thing is if you want to have a show and you meet our guidelines, and you can pay for it, then we're willing to try that. So for a minimum of 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, I was just kind of curious, because
yeah,
boy, that throws everything in the face of that paper that I gave you and Trish on the New World Order.
Yes.
Well, you know, and that's exactly true. But
yep,
there are those of us
that agree with you, but there are the other side of that people that agree with him.
And
okay,
this is a for-profit, even though that the idea of profit
jokingly say that.
We don't take government money to keep this, you know, to keep the station on the air. We rely on our advertisers, on our, you know, our listeners. The best thing it would be is if all of a sudden that I didn't have to, you know, I could just keep it open because I was, just immensely wealthy and not have to worry about that.
You know, the interesting thing about talk radio, the liberal side of the aisle will constantly say how somehow the conservatives were able to make this radio show, and they've overtaken it, and they won't let the liberals in. The reality is that after Rush Limbaugh started and all of these other stations came up, the liberals tried repeatedly. There were numerous liberal people who tried.
Well, there were stations. There were
number of stations.
Liberal.
They all
stations.
Failed.
Talking
they
about
all
San Francisco,
failed.
New York,
across
just,
the United States.
Yeah,
every one of them, big names. Big politicians,
yeah,
big named people, they all failed. People wouldn't listen. They got no following. Nobody wanted to pay for it.
Nobody would advertise. So what they ended up doing, Ron, and this was even in San Francisco, they changed their formats. And in a couple of cases, they changed the format to conservative talk radio.
And then they would get people to listen. Most of it went
to music. I think there's a couple of them still around. I think there's one in New York. And you remember several years ago they had something that was going to launch, and it was, you know, something Air America or something that was going to be, you know, all these stations. And they never could get it off the ground, or it lasted a month, and it just crashed.
Okay.
So, but the idea of hearing what the other side says instead of we as individuals have a tendency to listen to those things that we agree with. And we have a tendency to read those things that agree with us. Yep. And if you don't, and Ron, you're an educated man. I know you look at a lot of different things, obviously. That if you don't listen to the other side and hear what they're saying, you don't know how to prepare for that.
And unfortunately, that's exactly what has gone on with our politicians.
Yeah.
Because they don't see us. They don't know what our lives are like. They all live in their little ivory castle, and they think that $50 ice cream is appealing, and everybody will identify with that. Whereas the reality is, that's not how we live.
Okay, yeah. We've got to run because we've run out of time totally. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A group of 40 Republican senators hoping to keep construction of the border wall going argues that President Biden infringed on Congress's power of the purse when he froze the $1.4 billion Congress had set aside to build the wall. The senators make their arguments in a letter to the Government Accountability Office. Texas Governor Greg Abbott accusing President Biden of pursuing reckless immigration policies. Policies the governor says sparked the border crisis, including the influx of thousands of unaccompanied children.
The Biden administration must answer for enticing unaccompanied minors into inhumane conditions that expose these children to traffickers, to abuse, and to terror.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits soared to 770,000 last week, up 45,000 from the week before. Parts of the Deep South slammed by a swarm of suspected tornadoes over the past 24 hours, causing considerable property damage. And it's not over yet.
The potential for severe weather along the Carolinas today, back towards the southern Appalachians, will be a combination of all three things we typically see with severe weather: tornado, high winds, and some large hail.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec. Wayne County, Mississippi resident Mitch Hendry says he had to hunker down when a twister ripped through his neighborhood.
It sucked, you know, everything out of the yard.
Yes, sir.
And timber, you can see a lot of debris and stuff.
He tells WDAM-TV it was over in only about 10 seconds. If it had lasted any longer, he says he probably wouldn't be around to talk about it. Wall Street stocks mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 100 points, the NASDAQ down 181 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
A peace deal in Afghanistan remains elusive, even as the U.S. floats another proposed agreement aimed at ending years of bloodshed.
While the insurgents say they're still studying the proposal, the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, has insisted power should only be handed over following elections. There's no sign, however, the Taliban would accept that. Major concerns, though, still remain over the Taliban's stance on democracy and on women's rights. U.S. officials hope to make substantial progress ahead of the 1st of May, a deadline agreed by the Trump administration and the Taliban for the withdrawal of all remaining foreign forces.
The BBC's Sukhinder Kermani. Chinese authorities have summoned 11 companies for talks regarding the security of voice software, Beijing stepping up scrutiny of the Internet sector. Chinese officials say the talks are about security assessments of technology that's used in voice-based social media. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate's top Republican accusing Majority Leader Schumer of caving in to the far left by embracing the elimination of the filibuster.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell told Fox News Schumer is seeking to turn the Senate into what McConnell calls a speedway as opposed to a place where things are paused and thought over. Responding to a clip of Schumer defending the need for 60 votes to advance most legislation a few years ago, McConnell says Schumer, quote, had it right in 2017. Schumer would need each of his 50 members to vote for changing the filibuster, but faces opposition from at least two moderate Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
China's government calling on Washington to drop efforts to expel three state-owned Chinese phone companies from the United States. The Federal Communications Commission has voted to begin revoking the company's U.S. licenses, reasoning that they pose a security risk because they are controlled by the communist government in Beijing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and go to our webpage and get into our chat room. Right now, they're talking about TOT funds. They're talking about, Mike Warren.
Mike Warren.
Okay, but let's finish up what we have here.
Okay.
Today's the 18th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, good. What day is it today? Do you have it right there?
I do. It's Awkward Moments Day.
Oh, well, I have many awkward moments. I don't know why it's just today. I have them other days, too.
Also Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe's. Do you like Sloppy Joe's, Trish?
I do. I haven't had a Sloppy Joe in forever.
Is that like a guilty pleasure? Sloppy Joe's? I mean, we're just talking about hamburger with some kind of
sauce
on it.
And you put it on a hamburger
bun.
God, I haven't had a Sloppy Joe. I don't remember the last time.
Okay. This weekend. Sloppy Joe Day.
There you go.
Okay, and of course Trish is here.
And it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 52, a low of 43, and rain likely all day long. On Friday, a high of 57, a low of 37, a chance of showers, and showers likely throughout the evening. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers, a high of 59 and a low of 37. On Sunday, it looks like it's going to be sunny, a high of 66, a low of 40 Sunday night. On Monday, partly sunny, a high of 65 and a low of 46. So we're going to get some rain through, and a little nice weather as well, not too cold.
Right.
So we're not probably much chance of snow. But we need that precipitation. Love seeing the mountains covered with snow, and we really need it because the lake's down, it's going to be a long, hot summer if we don't continue to get some rain.
She has to snow park ought to be open, I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, local Anderson business. We love having them there.
You know, Nick's on our in our chat room. You know, Nick's got a very successful window washing.
Yes.
Business. It's raining. Nick's on the chat room. Not working today, huh, Nick? Okay,
no,
I got you. Yeah.
No window washing going on when it's raining. I got a window story.
Okay.
I have a garden window in my bathroom, okay? And it's got, it's full of plants and what have you. It's all part of the really nice bathroom, bathtub effect and what have you. About a month ago, I had a bird who decided he wanted to pretty much nest on the top of my garden window. So, I mean, every time I'd walk into the bathroom, I'd feel eyes on me. I mean, you know, it's like, what the heck? So I got this bird. But you got to think about a bird sitting on an entire glass structure all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got bird
everywhere.
And at first, I'm like, go away. away, and I'm tapping at him, and he would just go, and he'd get up and he'd build a little nest up in the corner kind of thing, and he's just living on my window. When I had the thing with the skunk and the dog and the whole thing, I think he must have scared the bird off. So I was finally able to actually go over and wash that window and clean it up again, and it stained that way. But that was I couldn't figure out exactly how in the world I was going to get rid of that stupid bird. It wasn't a very pleasant effect to look at that wonderful garden window with the ambiance, and it's covered with bird crap all the time.
Nick just said, window washer? No, optical control coordinator.
Okay. Nick has a great sense of humor.
Anyway, the Biden is getting ready to have his first press conference. According to Jimmy, it's going to be somewhere around like today. Oh, should do his first. No, it's going to be something like March 25th.
Yeah. Did you have to catch the footage of the question and answer period that he did the other day, where his hand went through the microphones as they were filming it? Green screen?
No.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, if you're really paying attention to what's going on right now and picking up on strange nuances, you got to start asking some questions.
You know what? People have told me, he wasn't even there for the inauguration. And I went, yes, he was.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
I mean, you can't fake him not being there for the inauguration.
Well,
you just can't do it. There's too many people.
But you keep saying there's too many people who would say something. Carl, do you remember when I don't remember, I'm not good with names and dates and what have you, but the issue in Benghazi with the thing, you remember the seal that came to town and he wrote the book.
It was Tanto something.
Exactly.
He was a former Army Ranger. He wasn't a SEAL.
He was there. He came and he told his story.
Yeah.
His story very clearly pointed out that the United States of America sold him down the canal, right?
Yes, it did. It appeared very much so. And there was a lot of questions from we former military talking about things that could have been done that weren't done.
Well, okay. So pretty clearly, that wasn't handled the way it was purported to be told to the American people.
No.
So you say, well, that can't happen because somebody would say something. But if nobody's listening and nobody's reporting it and nobody's paying any attention to it and they're all in a big kaboom and lying about it, what difference does it make if people talk about it? What difference does it make if there is footage of the White House absolutely dark to this day? With nobody in it, with they're saying they're doing a press conference in the Rose Garden, and you have someone filming the Rose Garden from a nearby hotel, and there's nobody in the flippin' Rose Garden while it's on live TV from the White House Rose Garden, and you say, can't be, somebody would say something. People are saying something, but nobody's listening.
Well, on the Benghazi thing, they tried to blame it on that film, that stupid movie.
And they proved that was wrong. It was a lie.
They absolutely did.
Well, okay, so why isn't anybody in jail, Carl? Somebody would say something. They have said something,
unfortunately, the people that are doing the investigations have no testicular fortitude, or they just, you know, it's...
They're crooked. Testicular FBI, CIA, all the big agencies just came out and said, well, they've examined all the evidence, and there is no evidence that this election had anybody, any other country, anybody involved, that there was anything wrong with it. And we're supposed to believe those people when they've proven that, in fact, it was the FBI that set up Trump, spent 4 years trying to convince him on conspiracy theories. We know it was the FBI. We know who the people were. We know what they said. It was all proven. What happened with that? Nothing.
Oh, some of them lost. No. I guess
they
retired.
Oh, a few people lost their job. They retired.
Or they retired.
Somebody should have gone to jail.
Somebody should.
But they didn't, did they?
No, they didn't.
Well, there you go. Somebody would say something if that was happening.
Jimmy would say something.
Jimmy.
Good morning,
buddy. Good morning.
Wow, Trish, you're on a roll this morning. Woo! Hey, Trish, I did see that green screen-looking footage of Biden when he...
Isn't that amazing?
Folks out there, if you could find that footage,
he puts his hand down, and it goes right through the microphone like it was a green screen. It was, my wife showed that to me last night, and I was like, wow, that is weird.
Well, you know, this, you know, the scary thing, Jimmy, is this. The technology we have out there, and you get a green screen behind you. I mean, we can do that right here in our studios, and put a green screen up there, and we can have different photos going across it and all that.
You can do anything you,
you
want.
You can do anything you want,
and trust me, and they're
that,
doing
and
it,
and
we're
movie,
all it's lots.
You remember the movie Wag the Dog?
Yeah.
When they, you know, and everything was fake. And all this, and it worked so well that they had to kill the director. But the, you know, the there is, and so you have to have questions. And but to have questions is one thing, but to be able to get the information out, like this is the first time I've heard of that about the green screen.
And I was making a joke when I talked about Biden should do his press conference today. Because it's Awkward Moments Day. So that's where I was going with that one. But
okay.
I'm really intrigued, and I can't wait to see this press conference, because I'll bet you that they're going to give him all the answers to the questions they're going to ask him before he goes up, and they're going to have some sort of teleprompter somewhere in the back where he can read his answers.
Well,
in combination with who knows who's going to be there. Is it going to be live? Is he going to do it virtual? Who knows?
Who knows?
It's going to be,
but, you know, the one person I really want to listen to is Peter Doocy out of Fox. He's the only one, and maybe a couple others, that really ask hard questions. And, you know, like, why he refused to call it a crisis? And then we have the moral imperative. That was what she said, Pataki. And I went, we have the moral imperative here, but you're putting them in the same cages. And you know, this whole thing about what's happening at the border, you know, now I'm starting to read in other mainstream media things. They're asking about this. They're questioning this. Finally.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're gonna hold his feet to the fire and say, you know, if this is the largest surge in 20 years, and even though they tried to explain it away, we've got a problem there. We've got a huge problem there. And now they're arresting people there who are on the terrorist watch list. I posted yesterday. I said, you know, it's when you don't control the borders. The two of the generals commanding that region down there said they wouldn't call it a crisis, but what they said is, you know, part of defending this country is having a border that you can defend and keep people out of. And he says, and they said, you know, it starts down in Central America with everything that's going on there. It's enhanced by going through Mexico, where a third of Mexico is controlled by the cartels. But, you know, they've got some severe problems and questions about trying to keep our border safe and keep people from just walking across.
One of the main things that the President Trump, was trying to control with the border was the trafficking situation, the trafficking of women and children, that just the largest crime in this world, more people involved in it, that this is the largest, and it's in every country. And that's part of what was being controlled by the sanctions that they had and the fence at the border.
Absolutely. Yeah.
During the Trump administration, they rescued over 5 million women and children from that trafficking ring. That was one of the main emphases they had.
I can tell you this. My son, as people know, is a U.S. Marshal. He was involved in 4 different takedowns of sexual predators, sexual trafficking rings in New Mexico, in Arizona, and Texas, taking them down and rescuing people. And it was huge across the United States, but you didn't get, because it was individual states, it wasn't like,
you
know, they made the announcement.
Because too many people in higher ranks are involved in it, and they don't want it talked about.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to go there. But
I know you guys got to go to a break, but real quick, yes.
Yeah, what else?
I did see PBS NewsHour questioning this new crisis with Biden. And the interview with George Stephanopoulos and Biden, George actually, he talked about that, asking him, you know, you have this big situation going on now, and Biden had the gall to say, well, in 2019 and 2020, under the Trump administration, it was worse.
Well, it wasn't.
It was not. It's a lie.
Yeah, here's this.
And actually, they even fact-checked him and said that he was not quite accurate. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, bro.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Okay, here's a question here. What's the actual reason for using the word crisis? Why is the word causing such an uproar? Who gives a rat's butt about what word is used? And I'll address that when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition and Joe Martino. Joe Martino had cancer and back in the early 80s, and he was trying to find natural ways to also help restore his health. That's why he started Orchard Nutrition. And he's built this company since 1982, so in the best in the North State, 13 years in a row until they retired the belt with them. But it's 100% certified organic produce, a large grocery selection. Everything they have is as much organic as possible there. And they have a variety of things. They used to have free health seminars all the time. Of course, now with COVID, it put it down. But you can see these past seminars at orchardnutrition.com/past seminars. Orchard Nutrition is locally owned, locally operated, and is just an incredibly helpful place. If you want to learn questions, if you have questions about supplements or vitamins, they've got experts walking around out there. They're more than happy to help you. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Swag to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun.
WindRiver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Peak Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, right here in Redding, River City, California, 605-4567 is our phone number. Hop on into it. It turned out this was open line today with Trish and I and other people calling in. Feel free to call in with your ideas or your thoughts and that, you know, that you want to share with people.
Phone number 605-4567.
There you go. And a lot of people.
We don't all have it memorized.
Our chat room. Our chat room is rocking today, which is great. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, only place I get my hair cut and have for 14 years. They work an appointment, so give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Trish Clark and I here, and the question was, what's the big thing about the word crisis? What difference does it make? Well, here's the difference. If you say it's business as usual, then it's business as usual. If you use the word crisis, that means that use the word crisis because things have happened. In this case, bringing in 4,000 National Guard troops along the border to help, taking people off their regular jobs, asking for volunteers to come in and help run the – it used to be detention centers. Now they're called reception centers. It's a crisis when the Democrats in Congress the other day blocked – a bill that said everyone coming across the border has to have a COVID-19 check, which means then you have to hold them there for 2 weeks. Well, nope, can't do that. We are at 757% over populated in the reception center.
If you're a citizen of the United States and you want to cross the border, you have to have a COVID test to get back in.
Yeah.
But if you're an illegal, you don't have to.
That's right. And people coming across the border are not poor farmers out of Venezuela. No. I mean, of course, many of them are in Mexico, but they're also, as somebody pointed out, they're catching people from Syria, China, different places of around the world. It's not just Hispanics coming across that border. They're coming from all over.
They've tried to make the case that we've said that it is Hispanics. The conservative side of this has never one time stated that it was Mexicans we were after.
It's not that. It isn't.
It's illegal people coming into this country either for to just come in,
to work.
Whether they're drugs, whether it's trafficking, no matter what the reason, they're illegal.
That's it. And here's the other thing. A nation has borders that they defend, a national language, and a set of ways we do things. When people immigrate to our country, and I'm talking about legal immigration, they assimilate into our culture.
That's exactly right.
That's the idea.
They come because they want to be an American.
But if you migrate and hundreds of thousands of people come in, what happens then? Do they want the American dream, or do they just want to bring their culture with them and just be happy with that, which they've run into in Europe, all through Europe. I mean, sections of Paris are no-go sections because of Syrians and others.
It's all over Europe.
And
Brussels.
And what they've done, Brussels and other, almost every major city has areas that now are like they brought their culture, they don't want to simulate. They're very happy with this. They're getting paid to be able to do the thing, you know, to live. But they don't want to assimilate.
But
our country is built on immigration because we have people that come here that love the American dream, that assimilate into our culture because they want to.
That's through the immigration system. But we have spent the last 30, 40 years celebrating the difference with all of our culture fairs. Learn your heritage. What are the differences? Celebrate your Chinese background. Celebrate your Indian background. Celebrate your, instead of celebrating your Americanism, instead of bringing out that we're all Americans, we have fostered this set aside time to everybody to spend time thinking about where you came from. I don't think of myself as a German French American. I think of myself as an American. I have made the argument that I'm just as much a Native American as anybody that's here. I was born in the United States of America. That makes me a native to this country.
And when they say Native Americans, this is one of the comments, don't want to assimilate, that's not true. That's not true. They maintain their heritage, their separate nations, but they have assimilated into the...
In some instances, yes. In some instances, no.
In some cases, but for the most part, they've assimilated into... the culture of today. It doesn't mean you can't remember, you know, your heritage. And like, yeah, we celebrated St. Patty's Day, which is a big celebration day here in the United States, but it's also big in Ireland. But we have so many Irish Americans who immigrated to the United States back in the early 1900s.
Assimilated into this country and became Americans.
It's, you know, the 4th of July is our celebration from our country that we have, and we celebrate that. So,
and now they're making noises that we shouldn't be doing that because we hurt other people's feelings.
I don't care.
We hurt other people's feelings when we do those things.
I don't care.
Our national anthem hurts their feelings. It's a mean song about bombs bursting in air. It makes people feel bad. It scares them.
It's a warlike song, and I love it.
Exactly. It speaks for what we are. It speaks for our flag and why we love our flag and why we don't want it to be stepped on or torn up or burned. And we don't want people kneeling at the flag. We kneel for God. We don't kneel for the flag.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, locally run, a local board of directors who have done so much for our community. When the Paycheck Protection Payroll Protection Plan came out the first time, it was Cornerstone Community Bank that took the lead in this. Other banks would send people to them. They'd be helped. And they did a great job. They saved thousands of jobs, saved dozens of businesses by being able to get the money to them so when everything was shut down so they could keep their business afloat. That, you know, Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving dreams forward through this for years, moving local dreams forward. That's their motto, and they do a great job at it. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. At all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And listen, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room is alive and well at KCNR1460.com. 8:36 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day.
And you can give us a call at 605-4567 and jump into the conversation.
That's right.
Because we're just talking about whatever this morning. So if you've got something you would like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567.
Let's talk about what happened in Atlanta, Georgia yesterday. 8 people killed, 7 women, 1 man, most of them of Asian descent, most of them Korean. It appears that this crazy person went into different massage places or spas, and he started shooting. At least 2 of them, and he was heading to another one when the police caught him. Now, of course, this has raised the ire of people wanting to use this as an example of what Trump did, because he called it the Wuhan flu, and that they were being attacked because of what Trump said. Even though that this, that it was purely a racist thing from this white guy, but when they questioned him, his explanation was, oh, it wasn't because they were Asian. The guy, he's got a sex addiction. This is what he said, and I was trying to eliminate the places, and he'd been at
that got me in trouble.
That got me in trouble with my addiction. Now, I probably. You know what? That's the last thing I read about it. But here's the thing. That sounds like somebody that's a wacko, and that's probably the reason for it. And the fact is that the massage places and all this was a Asian business. If he was in Texas, maybe it would have been a Hispanic business. If he was in New York, maybe it was, I don't know, but he was in Georgia. I think the massage parlors we have here are Korean also, from what I think I've read.
Those kind of massage parlors.
Yeah, those kinds of massage parlors. Because not have, all of them, of course. Not
great,
all of them.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
course
we,
not.
We don't want to say that all the people that give massages in Shasta County are involved in some kind of sex ring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately,
but there are some out there that give you more than just a massage. And, in fact, if you ask for a massage, they don't know how to do it. But in this case, and obviously he did not use a, quote, assault weapon. Otherwise, that would have been in the news immediately. The thing is this. Biden actually said something. He says, I'm not making any comments about this until the investigation's done, which I thought was, you know, sure.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Unlike other presidents who will immediately jump into it and then later on have to eat their words.
President Obama, he did that how many times? Every time there was a shooting where there was a black person involved in it, he immediately jumped the gun and got all over it and ended up eating that three or four different times on different occasions. What about the, and I don't know enough
about
this.
One of his victims was a white male and one was a white female. Somebody said, that comes out of the chat room, and Shaskovich usually is pretty much accurate on these things, but I don't know. I know the majority of them, though, were Asian that were killed. But the fact is this. There are people out there. There are laws about it. It'll be interesting to see how he got his gun. Did he go through all the background checks? Did he do all that?
And
they're pushing national background checks, and they want every gun registered. Tammy Duckworth, who is a senator out of, I think, Illinois or someplace around there, wants to do away, of course, with assault weapons, quote, assault weapons. There's no room in our streets for military-grade firearms. Well, a black rifle, a self-loading rifle with a pistol grip that you can buy is not a military-grade weapon. She knows that. She was in the military.
The gun language, Carl, is always set to get us all riled up, and it makes no sense. They want to register all our guns so they know where to go and get them. The important thing to realize about the gun confiscation is it's just part of the same thing. You cannot control a society that is as well armed as this society is. Mm-hmm. And they know that. So they've got to put us in a position where, in fact, they can take our guns away from us, then perhaps they can control us. That's not going to happen in America.
No, I don't
see
that happening.
Too many, and every time they get started going towards it, we look at it now, go down and try and buy ammunition or buy a gun just off the shelf like you used to be able to and have a choice of several weapons and not be limited to how many boxes of ammunition. Just goes to show you how people...
I will say on that, that's a supply and demand problem we have right now. They don't have enough guns because people are buying guns.
That's what I'm
saying.
Cycling
rate.
That's exactly what's happening. The more people think they're going to be taken away, the more people are buying.
As the ammo manufacturer said, look, 7 million guns have been bought. 100 rounds for each gun, that's 700 million rounds of ammunition. He said, we can't keep up with it.
That's right.
And people continue to buy if they have a chance. I went into Susanville and bought every box of 9mm ammunition they had. You know how many boxes that was? One.
Yeah. Well,
I said, let me clean you out.
When I went to Idaho, I thought for sure that I could.
Oh,
I was amazed. I went to 4 or 5 different places in Twin Falls.
Yeah.
And then we went to Glens Ferry. We went over to Buell. We went over to Kimberley. We went to all these places. Got none.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I had somebody tell me yesterday, one of his friends went to Wyoming to hunt, and he stopped. He had it on his GPS. Every place it was a gun store. Every place on that whole trip, he stopped at. He ended up buying a total of like 3 boxes of ammunition.
Of course, he didn't bring them back into the state of California.
Of course not. That's illegal to do.
I had purchased them, I would have just left them there in Idaho.
I understand that. Let's go to the phones. Laurie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Laurie.
Sharing here on the vaccine update and the blood test that people can have done at LabCorp. A good friend of mine had his blood draw the other day, and the results came back, and he shared it to me. Apparently, in the comment section of his blood test, it came back a positive, meaning he's been exposed to COVID or SARS-2 or whatever it is. The interesting comment is that this test has not been FDA authorized. It's under emergency use only. I've never heard of that, that a blood test is now called emergency use authorization. This keeps happening. They keep ascribing or labeling something under this pandemic, and then they can say, well, this is just under for an emergency, just like all these vaccines. In the tribal Rancheria, I wanted to download the information on Johnson & Johnson. They don't have it available. And when I went there yesterday in person to ask for the form to read it, they don't hand it out. So what happens is, folks, is you book it by an online appointment. Then when you stand in line for your turn, then they'll hand you some kind of paperwork. It's too late. You don't do a pre-screening, sign off consent, and understand all the ramifications of if you're immune compromised, if you're sick, if you've ever had any other vaccine. There's all these crucial questions that a lot of people won't understand. This is doing it completely backward. I worked in the medical field. You don't do that the day you sign up for surgery, and then they, like, give you the consent forms, and here's what could go wrong, or you might die. This is our tribal clinic. Anyone else, help me out. Put it in the chat room. Has anyone gotten the form? I would like to see it and read it. This is crucial. This is absolutely not informed consent. I'm very annoyed that if this is the process that we're at, we're in trouble, folks. We're not being told what our options are, and one of them currently is, I don't want it.
Well, that's an option. If you don't want a vaccine, nobody's forcing you to take it.
I know, but I'm saying there's a lot of people that are not very coherent. They may not be able to read. They might not be able to read English if they have a different language. That's the point I keep bringing up at the media briefing questions and so forth. So next time Mr. Hayward's on, or if Mr. Hayward's listening, could you call in and clarify why cannot people get an access like you do with Shasta Regional or the county? You can get a copy and read it ahead of time and share it if you're going to bring someone. I drive what? Elders around to appointments. This is the concern I have.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lori.
All right. So just FYI, folks, this isn't the way things are supposed to be done.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, Carl. Have
of
a good one.
Of course.
All right. Bye.
Now, since you brought it up, the Redding Rancheria will host a second COVID-19 vaccination clinic March 27th. If you want to make an appointment, you'll have to book online at the www.rrths.org, and appointments can be made now. So they're going to, to date, more than 36,000 doses have been administered in the county, but health officials say the number could be higher because they don't account for all the doses, including those been given at nursing homes. While the clinic will focus on tradespeople, electricians, plumbers, contractors, grocery store clerks, postal workers will also be open to anyone 18 years of age and older. So if you want to get your vaccine, and they've got 1,000 doses they're going to be given out, get online and get yourself signed up for it. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Wonderful people down there. Wonderful selection of jewelry, all different types of jewelry, at very fair prices, including if you want to design your own. They can do that. They can help you with the design, and then they can build it for you.
Wonderful collection of estate jewelry.
Oh, they have
the great bargains on wonderful pieces of, yeah, of jewelry. It's like a candy store. There's so many options with the turquoise and the diamonds and every kind of a stone and just really great bargain.
Yeah. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding across from Sierra Gifts. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Casey and 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, okay.
The best dance song ever.
We played What Do You Do with a Drunken Sailor yesterday during St. Paddy's Day. Uh-huh. And I said, what do you do with a drunken radio host? Put him in front of the microphone. Anyway. Okay, this is what's going on. FM's down. But right now, one of our engineers is heading up through the rain, up the side of a mountain. At the very best on good days, it's difficult to get there. We're going to restart the live stream communication. We're going to upgrade the firmware because they're telling us that the firmware somehow is not working. And once you upgrade it at the barracks, at the transmitter, you apply the new settings, and boom, FM is restored.
So Technology at its best.
We've got Minnesota, and we have Pat here and Jim on the mountain. So we'll see what happens, and if that's the cause of it.
Isn't that amazing when you have – every time my Mac computer does an upgrade, something unsyncs. It's every time they do an upgrade, and then you've got to be sure that the upgrade on the iPhone and the iPad are all up to date.
Yeah.
And then you turn everything off and turn it back on. And all of a sudden it talks to itself again, and everything's fine. And then somebody wants to do another upgrade, and I look at it and just want to cry because you got to go through the whole thing every time.
Technology is marvelous. I bought a new computer because my other one, it took forever for it to light up because it was old. Mm-hmm. So now the new one, it comes right on. John Kerry, the climate czar, the hero of the liberal Democrats.
Served in Vietnam.
Got busted. Well, he did. He did.
I know, but he always, you know, made a whole big deal about that. So we always have to.
You can say anything you want about it. The man served when he didn't. You know, when so many like President Clinton not Clinton. Yeah, Clinton went to Canada. Anyway, and was forgiven by Carter, who gave amnesty to everybody.
I always thank everyone for their service. I think that
I have nothing to say about his service in Vietnam because he was there. But what he did was he was actually flying on a commercial flight with American Airlines and was not wearing his mask. They have photos of it. And Kerry says, oh, I took it down for a second. It was on my ear. No. No, it wasn't, Mr. Kerry. It wasn't. And now American Airlines says it's investigating John Kerry going maskless on a flight. And let me tell you, I just flew on United Airlines back to Chicago several weeks ago. If you didn't have a mask on, I mean, or if it was just slipped down below your nose, they were in your face.
I know, I flew to Phoenix during this time, and they were in your face. That's exactly right. Mandatory.
Why does John Kerry, probably running first class there, but why was John Kerry able to do that? I mean, again, it is the anointed few that rules do not apply to them, right? Gavin Newsom, and he's trying to, you know what he said about the laundry, this French laundry fiasco he did? He said, I just sat at the wrong table. There were too many people there. No, you were there eating out after you'd closed the restaurants in the state. There you were at your $1,000 $650 a plate dinner at a place that takes you a year to get into. See, you just, you know, they put themselves above us.
And we let them do it. And we've let them do it for years because nothing happens to any of them. Well, I'll be surprised now if we're able to recall Governor Newsom. If we're actually able, it will be interesting to see if we can have a fair election and actually recall him. Be very interesting. And if he... It isn't a fair election, and if it appears not to be a fair election, will we actually do anything about it? We don't do anything about anything else. We just complain about it. We complain about Mr. Kerry and he's not wearing a mask and Newsom and he's doing this and Nancy, she's getting a haircut and she's doing what she wants to. And yet they're all still in power and they're all still telling us what to do and we're all still doing it. So do we do anything in this country but complain, or do we actually ever do anything about turning it around? Be interesting to see if anything ever gets better.
Well, you know what? Before he went to the French Laundry, they had like 50,000 signatures. After he went to the French Laundry, there was 500,000 signatures, and now they've got close to 2 million. So
way over
I think it's going to – it'll happen. Now the question is, I mean, you can recall.
Do we have a fair election?
And if you do, how many people really are upset enough to do it? It's like the recall election that we're trying to do in Shasta County. I think, they've got a fundraiser. I think they have to get the paperwork in by a certain time. It's got to start.
They can start the signatures on a certain date.
Yeah,
and
certain
have so many times to do
and
it.
And, the thing is that you have a group of people, very vocal group of people, who says, oh, no, we can recall them. Well, we're going to see. I mean, it is the people's
right. Unfortunately,
they
missed one of the ones they should have been recalling.
Well, and so the question was the other day, and this is probably something maybe addressed tomorrow, but if it works, the recall works, and is it going to be, and people get elected that the group wants to get elected, is it going to turn Shasta County into like a mini-me state of Jefferson? In other words, we make our own laws that we're going to live by, and we're not going to, you know, we want more power at the county level, which I agree with, but I'll tell you, every supervisor, including you, that's been there, you wish you had more power.
I'm not sure because the Constitution of the State of California makes counties an arm of the state.
Right.
Our sheriff could be more in control if he wanted to be a totally constitutional sheriff. There are powers that sheriffs have that supersede state and federal government.
Yes, and they can call up peoples for deputies. They
yes,
can.
There,
they can
there
do
are
all that.
Things that a constitutional
again,
sheriff can do.
Again,
and I'm not complaining about the sheriff.
No, I know.
Or his stance on things, but that is, counties are an arm of the state in the state of California, and it has a pretty good set of rules. They say we'll just keep the money we collect. Unfortunately, we don't collect enough at the local level that.
I know. The property taxes go straight to the state, and they give us a percentage back.
And
that's just one example.
12 cents out of the dollar or something.
Anyway, okay, here's the last thing. They say Cuomo may be recalled. Well, if you're looking at the polls in New York, a lot of people still like Cuomo, so I don't know if that'll work. But they're going to get him on those legal things. They're not going to recall him. They're going to force him to resign, I think. Then again, maybe not. Okay, everybody. Nice. Trish, thanks a lot.
We just had 2 hours of people ask me. They say, gosh, what do you talk about for 2 hours? And my goodness, the 2 hours goes by so quickly.
Another grueling, another exhausting 2 hours put into our archives today. Anyway, hey, everybody, you have a great day.
Enjoy everybody coming in. Yeah.
House of Realty, and I can't wait till they're on tomorrow, and I'll tell you why. House of Realty gives you the latest on what's happening in our
real estate market.
Real estate, it is booming, but there is such a dearth of homes on the market right now that you can buy.
They go on the market and they sell. Boom.
Some of them without even going on the market, they're on the market one day and they get
multiple offers over the asking price.
That's right. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Be careful out there. It's raining. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR.